leaders reporting another attempt to delay the upcoming trial of Donald Trump has failed.
The complaint was pretrial publicity. Trump's lawyers argued the jury pool was deluged with what they saw as exceptionally prejudicial news coverage of the case. Judge Juan Mershon said the view does not align with reality. The trial is scheduled to start Monday with jury selection. At his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, the former president said he would testify.
All I can do is tell the truth. And the truth is that there's no case. They have no case.
Donald Trump will become the first former president to stand trial on criminal charges. He's accused of falsifying internal Trump Organization records as part of a scheme to bury damaging stories that he feared could hurt his chances in the 2016 campaign. I'm Ed Donahue.
The United States views Iran's threat to attack Israel as credible, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
National Security spokesman John Kirby isn't discussing intelligence details or timelines, but says,
"We do believe that this still is a viable threat."
Kirby says the U.S. is communicating with Israel about making sure they can defend themselves against an Iranian attack. Israel's military said it's ready if Iran retaliates for a deadly airstrike on the Iranian consulate in Syria. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal judge in Delaware has rejected defense efforts to throw out the federal gun case against Hunter Biden. U.S. District Judge Mary Ellen Noriega on Friday denied defense efforts to scuttle the prosecution, charging Hunter Biden with lying about his drug use in October 2018 on a form to buy a gun. Hunter Biden's lawyers had argued the case was politically motivated. On Wall Street, the Dow plunged 475 points, the Nasdaq dropping 267, with the S&P 500 lower by 75. This is SRN News. The annual Dirty Dozen list is out.
It comes from the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, and it is a ranking of mainstream contributors to the endangerment of America's children. The center says the Dirty Dozen are, quote, corporations, brands, and organizations you likely know and love, which facilitate, normalize, and often benefit from sexual exploitation. This year's list includes Spotify, Apple, Reddit, and LinkedIn. The whole list can be viewed at endsexualexploitation.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion clinics in liberal states are looking to profit from bans on abortion in conservative states. According to the Guttmacher Institute, interstate travel for abortions nearly doubled between the years 2020 and 2023. Out-of-state patients accounted for 16% of abortions obtained nationally last year. That's compared to 9% in the year 2020. This is SRN News. Millions of people are facing starvation in Sudan, where it's been nearly a year since civil war broke out.
They did a measurement of malnutrition, a mass screening of more than 60,000 children and women, and they came out with those figures that around a third of the children under five are acutely malnourished. Actually, about 40% under two are acutely malnourished. And breastfeeding and pregnant women are also around 30% malnourished, which is a staggering figure. They also have another category called severe acute malnutrition. They said 8% of children were suffering from that. And in this category, if you don't get to medical treatment from 6 to 8 weeks, then you could die.
The BBC's Barbara Pled-Usher. Heavy rains pounding parts of Kenya have led to the deaths of at least 13 people and displaced some 15,000 people. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.